building.
Hey, is Cameron around?
I'm Jack. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, of course. This is Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Kyle with the Bank of what?
Cardiff. Sorry about that. It's a little weird to say over the phone.
Hold on.
Yeah, hey Cameron, it's Kyle over here with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you real quick on a finance offer we had shot your way a couple weeks back. Looks like it was for based off some financing you had done with Bank of America back in 2012. Is that ringing a bell?
No.
No, no, okay. Well, it might have been for some equipment, it looks like, but yeah, based off that lending history you'd established, we got you pre-approved over here with us for some equipment capital, about $250K. So I just wanted to see how business is going for you.
How's your rates on that?
Well, it depends. We have a couple different programs here. So, for instance, equipment financing, it's like a traditional car loan, with monthly payments, and it's kind of, rates usually start in, the mid-single digits for that. And then with our working capital, it's a little bit of a newer program, but we based off of your sales, and we're generally able to unlock 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So depending on which one you think you might be interested in, it all depends.
I mean, we're actually starting another business that's got a lot of equipment, and so we've are starting to think about that right now, and we've got the cash to do it, but things with the capital and all that, it's doable, but we were looking at maybe doing an equipment rates are good, so I know they've talked to Bank of America Fork and I think Wells Fargo, but if the rates are.
Of course, yeah. So have you actually already applied for some programs through them already?
Well, no, we just know them well, and our rep stopped by, and so, we've got a pretty good idea of where we'll be. I mean, they know our finances real well, so, they know their best rate, so.
Yeah, exactly. So let me ask you this. Were you looking to open up a completely new business, or was it like a...
It's going to be a company of our parents.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, yeah, well, really that working capital there is unsecured, so you don't have to put up any collateral in return. And what
don't
we kind of...
about that. That'll be higher rate if you want.
Okay.
Like I said, we've got the money to do it, but, if we can get around a car rate on the equipment, that's something we're just kind of... looking at.
Okay, yeah, definitely. No reason to waste all your cash on hand if you could get financing at a good rate where you're not losing too much money there. Even if you have to put a big down payment, that could be a lump sum of cash out of your hand, and we actually on most of our programs do not even require a down payment too. So here you know, the equipment financing, it all really depends on, like, how you look on paper, really. So I can't really give you too much of a good idea of interest rate over the phone without a kind of seeing how your credit is, you know, how everything's looking on that end. But let me ask you this. How is your credit? How would you rate your business credit? Maybe a good, bad?
Pretty much perfect.
Okay, yeah. See, well,
we've never had an issue.
Yeah, well, then in that case, you know, you'd probably qualify for some of our best rates here. And we do have pretty some outstanding rates when it comes to the equipment, too. So what I could do for you, I know since you're kind of just planning right now and we're looking to do this, if you wanted, I could shoot you over an email with a summary of the offer and then with an application attached to with the short list of the stuff we would need. And you can have that on hand. And if you wanted to get that back to me, I'd definitely be able to get you some hard numbers to work with that, you know, whatever. And we also do offer a match or beat policy here because we are a relationship bank and we look for a repeat business. So I'm not just trying to sell this to you and take off. I would love to, you know, build a good relationship and be able to be like your reps with your current bank are right now. So is there maybe a good email I can grab that and shoot you that over?
Yeah, it's Cam, C-A-M, as in Mary, at Premier Utah, so PremierUtah.com.
Okay, and great. When were you thinking about looking to do this by chance?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah,
just getting fire sprinkled.
Okay. What all kind of equipment would you be looking at?
It's manufacturing.
Okay. So what kind of equipment goes in that? Just trying to get a better feel for it.
Truss manufacturing.
Okay. So would you actually be having to hire new people too to operate this equipment as well? Are you there, Cameron? Oh, sorry. It was a little spotty on this end. I didn't hear if you were having to hire some new people or not. Okay. So do you kind of have like a deadline by when you would need some of this financing done?
It's not going to hold us up. We have the cash in hand. So, you know, if we bought it all, we want to finance it and give you guys titles. But it'll, you know,
okay, so how long have you really been thinking about putting this together? Sounds like quite a while now, huh?
A year, yeah.
Okay.
A year,
go ahead.
Put it on hold, you know, with purchasing another company.
Yeah, definitely. So some of this equipment, is it like new or used, or how are you going to go on that end? Okay. Have you got like any quotes or an invoice for some of the stuff you're getting yet?
Yeah, it's somewhere around dollars.
Oh, sorry, you broke up right when you said that amount.
Probably somewhere around $500,000 worth. But we probably would only take a loan on that much.
Okay, definitely. So how long basically till the cash starts flowing from this place and you start looking at a return on your investment?
A return could be as long as you know, even within 9 months, we should be in the market we're in.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds great. So, you know, that sounds like it'd be doing pretty well for you. Do you have, like, a certain vendor you usually go through for that equipment?
No, they're used in the past.
Oh, okay. So, have you, besides your other banks, have you looked into, like, much detail into that financing for this? Okay. Alrighty, well, that sounds like, you know, something we can really help you out with, and I would love to get you over that info and that email for you, and we can go from there and get you some hard numbers down, and you can start looking at making some decisions.
That'd be great.
Alrighty, so just a question, when do you think you might be able to have the application and stuff back by?
Depends on what information you know, need, probably just a day or so.
Okay, that'd be great. So, yeah, I'll send that your way, and can I maybe give you a call back Friday morning and see where you're at on that? All right. Is there a certain time that works well for you?
I'll be here all day, so.
All right. Well, I'll shoot for around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning, if that's all right.
Great.
All righty. Well, I will send that email over, and that just to verify, that was cam@premierutah.com.
Yep. Perfect.
All righty. Well, I look forward to speaking with you and trying to earn your business here, sir, so I will talk soon.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.